And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Talk of the Town Prescott Valley, the last show of 2020. And as everybody's running around saying, yay, 2020 is over. A couple of days from now, we'll be looking forward to Friday, January 1st, 2021, and we can start all over again, and hopefully we can do the reset and move forward. A lot of things going on. People are getting the vaccines. Looks like it's just rolling out, and things are going well, so we can hope and pray that 2021 moves us into better place health-wise, better place economically, our businesses, in our community-wide. We got a lot of things going on. We got a great show for you today. Things happening in the town of Prescott Valley. We're going to be celebrating New Year's Eve over there. And then also kind of wrapping up the show, some fun people that just, you know, you just got to have them when you're saying goodbye to 2020. So stick with us. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, more here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM. And we're still worldwide, KQNA.com.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and the letters we draw match your first and last name initials. Yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Whether you know it or not, we've had a healthy relationship for as long as we can remember. But now, we're changing. For you. We're Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and we've been part of this community for decades. Now, we're entering into a new affiliation with Dignity Health. It's a relationship that will allow us to expand clinical services, improve access to care, and impact community health. Of course, every positive change requires inspiration. In this case, you're it. The people we serve. It's inspiration that makes a good thing even better. We'll not only deliver more care to our communities, we'll deliver dedication, depth, and dignity. If you'd like to learn how much this affiliation means to you, visit us at dignityhealthyrmc.org. After all, what would you say to a relationship that delivers a little more humanity? We think you'd say, hello, human kindness.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reprographics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reprographics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
You are listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. My first guest is Anthony Durham. He is with Community Services Department of the Town of Prescott Valley in Parks and Recreation and Event Management. Hello, Anthony.
Hi, Marnie. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Well, congratulations first, I'll just say, on your little bundle of joy.
Thank you so much. She's doing great.
She's doing great. A little Christmas present, huh?
Exactly.
Well, congratulations. We're very, very happy for you.
Thank you.
All right, let's talk about, you know, Prescott Valley is going to kick off 2020 in a big way on New Year's Eve, and then we're going to start 2021 in a big way on January the 9th. So let's talk about the New Year's celebration planned for this Friday night.
Yeah, so Prescott Valley, you know, we like to ring in the new year with some fireworks and bring in that new year, and we're not going to change that up this year. Definitely with COVID, we've changed some things, but we're still planning on having our annual fireworks show. It's still going to be at the event center in the parking lot. We're going to have a huge bonfire. You can come out and enjoy the warmth around there, especially since the weather has changed to be a little bit cooler. We're going to be at the event center from 7 to 8:30 is the event with fireworks. The first show is at 8:30 p.m., and then the second show is at 12 o'clock midnight. We're teaming up with Finley Toyota, and they're going to be doing ice skating throughout the night as well. Mm-hmm. They have their ice skating rink open. So you have to go on their website to sign up and select time slot and make sure you register to get in there and make sure there's spots available.
Right, because they're also limiting the participation due to COVID.
Yeah, that's correct. Right. You know, with a lot of the COVID restrictions, we just mm-hmm. have to make adjustments and, mm-hmm. and limit how many people can be in those groups.
Right.
And with our event being outside in the parking lot, I know a lot of people are concerned about COVID. But with this, you can stay inside your vehicle. You can enjoy the fireworks and still right. be in safety and not have to worry about being around tons of people.
Right, so or you can just make sure that you stay away from people.
Yeah, exactly. Or you can be outside around the bonfire and just spread out and mm-hmm. and make sure that you just keep your distance if you're concerned about that. But
and as always, we say wear a mask.
Yeah, you know, you can wear a mask if you feel comfortable. You know?
Right.
We're not mandating anything, mm-hmm. but if you feel that's more comfortable for you, we're definitely encouraging it.
Right. In the past, you've had like hot cocoa and s'mores, things like that. Do you have any of that going on this year?
Yes, we're going to continue to do that. We have the police department. They're going to be providing the hot chocolate for us this year. They're going to continue to do that for us. CAFMA will be there to provide s'mores for everybody. We're going to have 10 little fire pits out in, so people can stay warm, roast those s'mores, enjoy, you know, the evening with everybody,
mm-hmm.
and just have those, you know, fun times.
Now, you say the event is held in the parking lot of the Finley Toyota Center, but is parking available also at one part of the parking lot away from where the pedestrians and the people might be gathering?
Yeah, so mm-hmm. on the south side of the parking lot all the way till probably midpoint will be the parking.
Okay.
Then the bonfire will be on the north end of the parking lot.
Okay.
And this year we also have a company coming up called Smoke to Eats. Sweet treats. They're going to be selling some food there at the event as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you support, you know, a small business of, you know, trying to stay
absolutely
busy
absolutely
time of needs.
Uh-huh. So it starts at 7 o'clock is the event, but can people come earlier if they want to get some food?
Yeah, for sure. The food vendor, actually, he's preparing to probably be in the parking lot from 1 o'clock. So if you're driving around and you want to support that business, he'll be in the parking lot probably starting to sell food around 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
And he'll be there all the way till 8:30. So yes, you can show up early and definitely take advantage of getting some of that food.
And this is Thursday, December 31st, so New Year's Eve. And I want to tell everybody and remind them that Valley of Lights closes on December 30th. So Valley of Lights is not open on New Year's Eve, but this event is going on. So if you're making plans to go out and see some fireworks instead of lighted displays and start your new year off right.
Yeah, for sure. And come out and enjoy the fireworks and try to, you know, put this year behind us and start fresh for the next year.
Yeah, that's what we've been saying. Absolutely.
Yes,
and is there any charge to attend for the s'mores or for the hot chocolate?
Hot chocolate and s'mores is free. The fireworks are free. There is the normal fees for the ice skating, and then the food truck will be selling the food.
Right.
So other than that, the event itself is free, just the ice skating and the food.
Okay, and you can go out and just sign up for ice skating by going to FinleyToyotaCenter.com. And adults
correct.
Are $6 and children are $4 for some skating time.
That is correct.
Okay, well, that's going on. That sounds like a fun way to, you know, give 2020 the kick out.
Yes, exactly. Come out and enjoy a fun evening.
Enjoy it. You know, with fireworks, it's kind of like blow up 2020, right?
That is correct.
All right, Anthony. Correct. Sounds like a lot of fun. This is also on the Town of Prescott Valley's Facebook and webpage.
That is correct, at pvaz.net.
Okay. Well, now, one of our holiday traditions, our New Year's traditions in the Town of Prescott Valley is always, and this year it's not the first Saturday, that being the second, but it'll be January the 9th, but it is the polar bear splash.
Yes. So,
I don't know why it's such a big deal. That's the last thing I would ever do. But it is a tradition for many people to start the new year off by taking that icy plunge.
It is definitely tradition. This is the 16th year it's going on.
Wow.
And we've done with all the other events. We've taken our precautions. We've had to change things. But we definitely wanted to keep some of these events going and just make adjustments where we needed to. So this year, at Mountain Valley Park at the pool at splash pad, we will be doing the polar bear plunge, and it's going to be in the parking lot this year. We're going to have it out in the parking lot so we can spread it out a little bit more.
Okay.
And then contestants that signed up to do the jump will be escorted onto the pool. We're going to do a couple heats of 25 participants at a time, because we're only allowed 50 on the deck at one time, so it'll be the jumper and one guest.
Okay.
To hold their towel, because, you know, getting out of that water, you want to get to your towel as quick as possible.
Right.
So, you know, you go on our website, pvaz.net/parks, and you can find the links there to sign up for the polar bear splash to do the jump. But we had to change it. So we put it out in the parking lot so that we can spread it out a little bit.
Sure.
Things are a little bit different this year. I know we usually typically give out the pancake breakfast, but with the COVID restrictions, it was kind of a little bit more challenging this year. So to support local small businesses, we actually have Flowerstone Cafe coming out, and they're going to be selling breakfast.
Oh, okay. I love them.
Yeah. They're going to be setting up and selling breakfast and have a menu that you can choose from and help support the local small businesses that are trying to, you know, get by in these tough times.
Wow. Great idea.
We are also going to have a KM Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be setting up and selling coffee and hot chocolate and things like that and, you know, just help support the community and be a partner of this event.
Oh, excellent. Great idea. Well,
yeah,
what about, Anthony, one of my favorites. I mean, I'm always out there cheering on the Ice Princess.
You know,
are you having the Ice Princess contest?
We are still doing the Ice Princess contest.
Right.
We are changing it a little bit differently. We would like anybody that wants to participate in the Ice Princess contest to email us a picture to parks.net, and we as a staff will narrow it down to the top four. So we will pick them that way, and then on the day of the event, we will have the top four on the runway to strut their stuff.
Okay, so the top four are picked by staff, and I know you need some chamber representation, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
so
you'll need an expert.
We definitely use the chamber to
judge.
And one of our favorites is that has been there to support this event is Jean Lupa. She's always excited to get in there and judge these men.
You mean No Filters Jean? We love her. It'll be fun. It's a great way again to accommodate those health and safety guidelines, but still continue with an event that's so popular and so traditional.
Yeah, for sure. It's it's just, you know, making the small adjustments to make sure people feel comfortable.
Right.
And by doing the pictures and having them emailed to us onto our email or attaching them on our website when they sign up, we can kind of narrow down the crowd gathering and make it easier for the contestants to strut their stuff without having too many people
exactly
on top of them.
Okay, a couple things. We're running out of time here, Anthony, but I do want to mention the duck, you know, a couple of things. The duck slide is always a fun one. So
yes,
that you're still doing that.
Yes, we are going to continue to the duck slide. When the registered people register to do the plunge, they will be assigned a number, and they will get that number, and then we'll drop the ducks down the slide, and then we'll have the ice princess pick the duck, and that's the winner of that prize. So we'll continue to do that. We're also going to have small games for the kids. We're going to be out in the parking lot. We're going to have them spread out. They're going to be, you know, social distancing and COVID-friendly games that we're gonna have.
And also, just one last thing, you're not able to have the ice cream eating contest or those kind of
yeah,
contests, but
so
ice cream will be available to anybody who wants to partake in some frozen dessert.
Exactly. So, yeah, we couldn't do the contest for the ice cream eating or the donut contest.
Right.
But we will be still providing ice cream for the event. And if someone does want some ice cream in the morning to get them ready to jump in, we will provide that for them.
Warm the cold the insides when you cool your outside. Okay, so this
exactly
is Saturday, January the 9th, starting at 8 o'clock, Mountain Valley Park. Most of the activities will be in the parking lot, but you need to register ahead of time for the plunge, and also if you're interested in participating in the Ice Princess. So all this information is on your Facebook page, right, Anthony?
Facebook page and our website at pvaz.net.
And for more information, you can call Parks and Recreation at 759-3090. Anthony, thank you so much for ending our 2020 and kicking off our 2021 in such a fun Prescott Valley way.
Thank you, Marnie. Thank you for having me.
We appreciate you. All right. Thank you for joining us. Anthony Durham
thank
from
you.
Community Services Department, Parks and Recreation, the town of Prescott Valley. So much fun going on for the new year. And we're going to take a short break. When we come back, more here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQNA.com.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Cat Strut, the entire Verde Valley.
That's Cat, Cottonwood Area Transit.
That's right, Bruce. Cat will take you wherever you want to ride in the Verde Valley, all day, every day.
Cat Struts through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood. The Verde Lynx is a quick and easy prance to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connection to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
Rudy, you've got Cat class.
And I'm riding in Cat style to Clarkdale. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and ride in Cat style.
This week, join Sanford Cohen for his celebrity podcast with Eric Burden, previously the vocalist of rock band The Animals.
Could you imagine that some 50-plus years later that people were still engaged in your music and new generations of people have an appreciation for your love of the blues and your style, your vocal style?
No, I find it really hard to grasp that. I was just doing a session for a group of young girls. Wow, all these years later, are people still seriously saying this about our attempt to be popular? It's tough to even talk about it, but I am surprised, yeah.
Past episodes include interviews with the late, great Ronald Cool Bell of Cool and the Gang, rock legends Dave Mason and Eric Bloom of Blue Oyster Cult, former presidential candidate Mike Huckabee, and boxing legend Oscar De La Hoya. Subscribe today so you don't miss a single episode on KQNA.com.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to our New Year's show, or the last show of 2020. And why we just couldn't have a show with having one of our community's finest joining me today, and that's Brad Newman.
Oh, come on. No, your guest couldn't make it today, so you called me 6 minutes ago.
Brad, no, you've been walking down the hall, right?
Yes, I was. I was kind of checking with Sanford on the sports show and talking about Kevin Newman and the Pittsburgh Pirates, but no, here I am.
Here you are, here on the last, you know, Talk of Town, Prescott Valley, the last show of 2020.
Where's the time go?
Oh, my gosh. But you've had so many great things go on for you this year.
Well, in the toughest year any of us have been through, and it's going to be tougher before the end of it. We've still got a couple of days left.
I know.
But we've been able to – we had a vote, our community, of the Yavapai Exceptional Industries, 3 production, training, and employment centers, our 2 homes in Prescott, the board of directors, staff, volunteers, members, caregivers. We all got together and had a vote. We voted not to participate in an economic downturn.
I like that.
We're not going to play.
No.
So we kept up with our production partners, and we added a few. In fact, in the course of the year, we did preponderance of caution. We did take a little break there in springtime. It was the longest month of April.
Oh, my gosh.
What did T.S. Eliot say? April, the cruelest month. And it was. The world kept going around, and our production partners still expected their work being done, and so we did it joyfully and gratefully, and we're gonna. And people have been so good to us, and remembering us through the whole year, and appreciating that this is a tough year, not only for YEI, but the local nonprofits are all doing our best, and yet the need went through the roof, and the resources kind of caved in. So, but everybody's doing their part.
I saw so many people step up, Brad, and from our point of view, from the business side of things, and our business is just, terrific. They were hurt, shut down, for crying out loud, they were completely shut down, and how someone became very innovative and managed to continue to operate. We lost a couple, which, broke my heart, but the ones that just hung in there and did some amazing things and have still had to keep it up through the year because most of us thought, oh, this is going to be over in a couple months.
Right.
Or July.
Weeks, 15 days, flat on the curve. Yeah, right.
Right.
And that's part of, I think, what's kind of permeated the culture, and not just in Prescott Valley and in Prescott and the cities and towns of the Central Highlands. We don't say Quad Cities.
No.
Quad Cities is a suburb of Minneapolis. Okay? But the cities and towns of the Central Highlands is that it seemed to change hour to hour, day to day. And, of course, I stayed in constant communication with Yavapai County Health and all the articles. And then you got the great Barrington Manifesto, and you got Dr. Fauci and his crowd, and they seem to be canceling each other out, and you just want to do the right thing. Our signage throughout our buildings and our methodology throughout, including today, is we are clean, we are careful, but we're not going crazy. And the hardest part has been our guys are kind of huggy.
They're kind of huggy.
And we've had to transform and become the elbow bumps. And we're very good about that. We also everybody's very good about washing their hands. Well, you got to wash your hands. You wash your hands for 20 seconds, mm-hmm. and that's how you sing happy birthday.
Right.
So we look up the celebrity birthday of every day and then announce the celebrity birthday, and you sing happy birthday to Taylor Swift, or you sing happy birthday to, you know, and that's we've
been
doing
that. Can I get on your happy birthday list? I'll send you my birthday.
Okay. And believe me, the YEI guys know how to sing happy birthday.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. Yeah. Well, one of the things also that happened for you this year, you broke ground on your new group home.
Oh, we don't say group home.
What do you call it? I'm sorry.
Hosted family homes. No, group home bad. Family homes good.
I know. I was there. Those folks are so excited.
Now, you got to admit, it was a groundbreaking that didn't break any ground. And you were there, Marnie, and we had the mayor, and we had city council people, and we had the board of directors from Prescott Charities and YEI. We had a bunch of the gang. And everybody got a golden shovel from Bees Contracting. And on the count of three, the shovels go up and down and ouch! Nobody broke any kind of ground. And all those shovels just bounced back up into the chest because the ground was kind of hard.
It was very hard.
And we have since removed about 640 cubic yards of it. And brought in nice, fresh, engineered fill. I've learned a lot about engineered fill.
I bet you've learned a lot about the whole thing.
A lot about a lot of things. We've done a lot of things. This is our seventh and eighth building. Mm-hmm. Let me think. Wait a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No, I'm sorry. 6th and 7th buildings. And, you know, we've all, they're very nice and they work for us. We often buy a shell of a building in the depth of the recession and build it out. And this is starting from scratch and coming out of the ground. And they expect things like building permits.
Really?
Really? And Arizona Public Service suddenly has to say yes or no about the what? And when we built first in Prescott Valley, I remember very well we were on Lakeview Drive behind the MI Doors and Window Plant, mm-hmm. and they gave us easement through their driveway on 5 vertical acres, which we made. Thanks to Mike Fan, we made buildable. And I remember grabbing a piece of sheetrock and writing on it, Code of the West. I said, that's our building permit. And that don't cut it anymore.
No.
Mary and Larry Tarkowski used to walk up and down the halls of City Hall and just hand out building permits.
Back in the day.
No, not anymore.
So what's the anticipated finish for this?
I'm going to say Labor Day. The first time we sat down with the planning department, Richard Parker and the staff, and we looked at the project over, I said, well, what do you think about the 4th of July? And they looked at me and said, what do you mean? I said, you know, moving in and have a little ground, you know, ceremony, ribbon cut, barbecue, move in. And they say, maybe groundbreaking. And so then as you were at the groundbreaking and you do the math and you go, well, maybe this 4th of July, I was only off by 2 years. And now we're kind of saying maybe Labor Day.
Labor Day.
It's two homes going up at once, 4,800 square feet each. But they're beautiful. They're kind of patterned after the homes we've been operating in Prescott for years. Our great pal Michael Taylor does the architecture and takes it right off what works. And we've had sit downs with the hosted family, the host families, and say what works in the house, what doesn't work, and the houses really work. And they're big, but they work. And they, you know, I'm one of 8 kids, and so you know that was a group home. And a few ideas that actually came out of how that house, the house was laid out. So everybody's comfortable. Everybody has their own space, beautiful bedrooms, Jack and Jill bathrooms. One feature about our homes that are very important, we have a guest room for, we say, the weekend warriors. Now, it's not just the weekend, but it's very important for so many of our families. You know what? They know that their little yahoo is going to spend the weekend, and they get the weekend off. And it takes a little pressure off that family. Nice. And they know that in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, I got a 3-day weekend. We're going to Laughlin. We're going to kick back a little bit. I remember one of the moms dropping off her guy, and he's a super guy. And he gets to spend the weekend with his pals, and they're going to go to the game, and they're going to have a pizza party. And mom says, this is the first weekend I've had off in 42 years. And that's one feature of our homes, men and women. And then we have another room for the guest host. When the host family takes a weekend off, we have a guest host come in. And our homes are unique in their layout in that the host family, we build a house inside the house.
Oh, okay.
About 1,800 square feet is your home.
Space. Right.
And you get your own entrance, your own little patio, your own kitchen, your own, of course, master bath, big bedroom, beautiful view, and you kind of have your own house in the house.
You're making it special, Brad.
It is. Well, it is special.
Well, we're running out of time.
Oh, darn.
Oh, darn. I know. I knew that 12 minutes wouldn't go with you.
I know.
You got, let's take us out with a New Year's song. But Brad Newman, YEI. You know, he's building those homes, obviously. Your tax credit money. You're looking at your tax.
YEIWorks.com. Donate now. Get credit where credit is due. 400 single, 800 couple, and on top of your school, so you can do your school and YEI.
Make a difference in the lives of these folks. Thank you. Brett.
Come, wait a minute. It's New Year's Day, just like the day before. Same old skies of gray, same empty bottles on the floor. Another year gone by. And I'm thinking once again, how can I take this losing hand and somehow win? Give me one good year, get my feet back on the ground. I've been chasing grace, but grace ain't so easily found. One bad hand can devil a man, cheat him and drag him down. I gotta get out of here, let's all have one good year.
All right, short break here, and we come back more here on Talk the Town, Prescott Valley. We'll be right back.
All right, and there's the call.
Freezing temperatures and wet conditions can damage your RV. Protect your investment and winterize now at Affinity RV. For a limited time, our winterizing package is just $99.95. This package includes draining of your holding tanks, water heater, and fresh water system. We add fuel stabilizer, check and service your batteries, inflate tires, and do a complete roof and seams inspection. We also have special pricing on other service packages and 20% off most parts and accessories. Affinity RV winter service specials are a limited time offer, so call today.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reprographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reprographics today.
1 in 60 children are born to this world with autism. The big question is, what happens to these children when they become adults? Hello, I'm Stacy Barker with Rusty's Morningstar Ranch. For 35 years, we have continued to provide men and women with a safe, nurturing, whole life environment. Please consider supporting Rusty's Morningstar Ranch and our amazing ranchers. Our need is great. Please donate today at rmr.org. Contributions can be made dollar for dollar through Arizona Tax Credit. Thank you.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service. With our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69. Augie's Frontier Village.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. More details are released regarding human remains found outside Prescott Saturday.
The discoveries were made off Contreras Road, off Iron Springs Road, and in the Camp Wood area off Williamson Valley. The remains weren't the only items located.
Detectives have found what are commonly known as puppy pads at both sites, along with gauze-like material. These pads are also used in hospital settings for patients who are incontinent. We are asking that anyone who finds such items in the vicinity of these locations to call the Sheriff's Office or Yavapai Silent Witness.
Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Devlin says they are hoping tips from the public will help in identifying the remains.
If you come across anything suspicious related to this investigation, please attempt to obtain GPS coordinates. This will help expedite a response from our detectives and search crews. You can reach the Sheriff's Office at 928-771-3260.
Evidence recovered at both sites indicates the remains are connected and used in medical settings, research, and education. Tips can also be submitted by calling Yavapai Silent Witness at 1-800-932-3232. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
Chilling overnight to a mostly clear 19 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Warming to a mostly sunny 47 the next 3 days. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, rain and snow showers giving way to a mostly cloudy 26 after bedtime. Warming to the mostly sunny low to mid-50s Wednesday through New Year's Day. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Recently, I wrote an article talking about how healthy animals and pets are such an important part of healthy communities. In essence, when we care deeply for our animal friends, we are putting aside the difficulties of life in general and focusing on the health and well-being of companion creatures that make our lives better. That's where Olson's comes in. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals, and we focus on what's important to you, peace of mind. We carry the best brands and not only keep them in stock, but we'll carry them out for you or deliver them. We also have a great curbside service and were declared by the readers of Prescott's Daily Courier as the best pet supply. We've been around for 41 years now and truly value our communities of Chino, Prescott, Dewey-Humboldt, Flagstaff, Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. In fact, be sure to come into any one of our stores and help us fill up the Gift of Warmth donation boxes with jackets and other warm stuff. Let's keep our communities healthy. After all, good enough just isn't.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. It's so much fun today, last show of 2020. Joining me now is Chamber Spotlight on Business, but we're going to mix it up a little bit. Joining me is Lexi Niekamp. Everyone knows Lex, Lessons by Lexi. It's her dance studio, and she was on the show a couple of weeks ago with her Nutcracker experience. That was wonderful. We absolutely enjoyed it, Lexi.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming out to support.
Oh, it was just, but it was darling. It was so well done. So impressive.
Thank you.
But we're not going to talk about that. But, I mean, it ties in with your Lessons by Lexi and the fact that you are a dancer. And coming up, we have tryouts for the Northern Arizona Wranglers dance team.
Yes, we're really excited to be bringing that to Prescott Valley.
Yes.
So, like Marnie just mentioned, it is a dance team, and I am the dance coach. So we are having tryouts at Lessons by Lexi Dance Studio, which is 3250 Gateway Boulevard, Suite 106. And it's $25 to participate, and you must be 18 or older. And it's on January 9th at 11 a.m.
Now, do people need to, dancers need to, those of us that want to try out. Now, you may not know, in my previous life, back in high school, I was part of the dance team. I am also a star pupil with Lessons by Lexi's hip-hop class.
Yes, you are.
Let me say. But so it's 18, but do you really have a top end? Or
no,
you,
I don't.
You got the moves
no.
and you can keep up? Just come
exactly.
on out.
Exactly. If you got the moves and you can keep up, yeah, come on out. Try it.
I mean, I think so many people get it to an old age and say, well, now I'm not, you know, effective. And yet you are.
Exactly. Yeah.
You are.
So one of the biggest things when I was talking to Chris and Trey, who are the owners of the team, is that this is mainly a community involvement, family-friendly event where we are excited to bring the community together, mm-hmm. especially during these times. So anyone and everyone, go
so
ahead
no
and
previous
come
dance
try
experience?
Out. Nope, not needed.
I mean, it would help if you had some rhythm.
Yeah,
you know.
For sure. But no, it's not needed.
So what can you expect? Like, I'll sign up and then I'll show up, and will you teach us a routine and then we'll dance and then there'll be, you know, cuts?
Great question. So
I can only sing for myself, cuts.
So you can find the forms on northernazwranglers.com. So you'll fill out an audition form and send us a resume. And once I receive that, going out this week, actually, the end of this week is your audition video. So I will be teaching the dance via video. And then you will come in two auditions day of and re-go over it with us. And then we will watch and make cuts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And then we have a panel of five judges.
And what time does this start?
11 a.m. on January 9th.
On January 9th.
And then we also are looking for a mascot.
Okay.
And so there is 2 p.m. mascot auditions that we just added to. So we're really excited about that. And we've had a couple people interested in that. So if you're interested in that, let us know, too.
Wow. Mascots are like the colorful happiness of a sports team, you know.
Exactly.
On every, you know, I go back to the Sun Dogs and mm-hmm. Bernie and then Buckets and
yeah.
all of the mascots we've dealt with have been so much fun and really bring the connecting the crowd together.
Right.
The kids.
Yes, exactly.
But it's the dance team that, you know, really performs and gets the crowd going through. You know, in football, it's cheers and dance numbers and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it will be because we're also, so there's 8 home games,
mm-hmm.
7 Saturdays, 1 Sunday. And before every home game, they're actually planning a pregame tailgate party in the parking lot. So that should be really fun too, to get the community more involved
right.
before the games.
Kind of like a tailgate pep rally.
Yeah,
kind of
exactly.
How fun. Okay, so again, let's give the website of where they can find the audition form. And again, 18 and older, but no previous dance experience. Lexi will mail you the video mm-hmm. of the dance that you need to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can just practice it at home and get ready.
Yeah. So go ahead and visit our website, northernazwranglers.com. And then also, we do have season tickets available. If you're interested in those, they are making a great gift to ring in the New Year's.
Oh, absolutely.
So you can call 928-379-5581.
I have my season tickets. So I might have to let somebody use them if I'm on the dance team.
Yes.
No, it makes a great gift or a great New Year's or, you know, you suddenly think of, I should have thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it'll be here all too soon. And I am thinking optimistically. I am positive. I think this is going to be wonderful for this indoor arena football
yeah.
to be a part of the Prescott Valley. As the cities and towns of the Central Highlands, as Brad would say, to give us an event, an activity. And like you said, 8 home games, a lot of fun. It creates that whole community atmosphere.
Exactly. Yeah, we kick off April 3rd.
It's going to be here. We know it. And things will be moving on good, right?
Exactly, yes.
No, okay. So one more time, Lexi, the website for with the application and any other contact information if somebody has a question.
So the website is northernazwranglers.com. And the tryouts are on January 9th. It's $25 to participate at 11 a.m. at Lessons by Lexi Dance Studio.
There you go. Well, I'll be there.
Thank you.
And everybody's laughing, thinking, Marnie, really, you're going to dance? Maybe I'll just do it because I want to.
Exactly.
The experience. All right. Joining me now also is Donna Cox. She is the owner of Prescott Valley Dog Squad. They opened in Prescott Valley, located over on Florentine. And I've got to say, probably one of them right now, I'm watching Facebook. I am watching a lot of activity as the premier dog training facility in the cities and towns of the Central Arizona Highlands. No, welcome, Donna.
Hi, thank you for having me, Marnie.
Good to have you. So tell us a little bit about your business.
Okay, so Prescott Valley Dog Squad has been in Prescott for almost 3 years, Prescott Valley, and we have had a facility for just a year now, a little over a year, and we are a full-service dog training facility. So we offer just about everything that you could want to do or train your dog to do. We have puppy classes. We have just basic obedience for adult dogs. We have advanced obedience. We have CGC, which is Canine Good Citizen classes, which is very popular. We have so many things to offer. We have therapy dog training, service dog training.
Wow.
We have boarding with our trainers' homes. We take dogs in for boarding and do that overnight, and we can do up to like 2 weeks even. We also offer a two-week board and train program where the dogs come for 2 weeks, but they're being trained during the boarding.
Right.
So that is popular. And we just recently, a few months ago, started a day train program where the dogs come in and are dropped off just for the day, and they are trained throughout the day, five or six training sessions, and that has become very popular. We also do private sessions and so much. So we offer a lot.
I mean, just about anything you need for training your dog.
Yep. We start from puppies as young as 8 weeks in private sessions before they can be exposed to other puppies because of the risk of parvovirus. So we do privates and all the way up to, I think, the oldest dog that we've had was almost 15.
I like the Canine Good Citizen. What is that a little bit about?
So we have three American Kennel Club evaluators at our facility. We're evaluators for AKC, which everybody has probably heard of. It's a pure breed registry. But you can also bring in dogs that aren't purebred and go through this program. Basically, it's to certify that they are good citizens in the community.
Okay.
So they learn to walk on a loose leash, be able to pass by other dogs without being reactive or distracted by strangers. They learn all of their basic obedience at a distance, so they have to be able to sit and down and stay while you walk away, and just so many things that a dog should be able to do when they're out and about walking downtown. I'm sure we all have been downtown and seen dogs at the end of their leashes barking and pulling and acting naughty.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's also an advanced class, CGCA, that they can go on to after, which is a little more advanced. We hold that downtown. They have to be able to use elevators and stairs and show proper entry and exit out of their vehicle. And yeah.
Well, I could tell you, my two definitely need some training. So, just a question on kind of like in your experience, what is the easiest dog to train, the breed?
Oh, goodness. That's
Is there one that just tends to adapt very well to training?
It's hard. I love Golden Retrievers. Probably they're the easiest that we have seen is the truth. But it's just because all of the different breeds are, they have a purpose. They have a job. Like Aussies, Australian Shepherds, someone's hinting at me. cattle dogs, they have that drive to work cattle. They have herding tendencies. You know, I won't go into all the different specific breeds, but they all have drives that you really have to feed. And so with the Golden Retriever, they're great at retrieving, but other than that, they've been bred really just to be household dogs, to be around the family dogs, I should say. And so they're pretty receptive to training. They're kind of calm, laid back. They have an off switch, something we say in dog training. So you can have them do things and play ball, but then they'll go lay down.
So
they're a good breed.
I've heard that, you know, and then when you're training them, you almost have to train to their what their natural instincts are. Like I have a little terrier mix. Well, terriers were like little rat dogs and put in tunnels and things like that. And he'll bury and crawl underneath the covers and stuff like that, you know? I mean, you just have to start understanding their temperament and what their background and history is, and then you can train them. But you got to have patience, and you also actually have to train the adult.
That's the main thing for us is training the owners. But they actually have something, an event for terriers. It's called Ground Dogs, and they have places where there'll be acres of land, and they have tunnels, and the dogs have to go. It's like a course. It's really cool. So, you know, everybody can find something. There's a great, I believe it's M&M Stock Dogs, another dog training facility out in Dewey, and they offer herding. Sorry for giving them a little plug, but they offer herding for herding dogs. And we always refer people to other trainers that might specifically be able to help them better than us.
And that's what makes you so good, Donna.
Thank you.
Because that's what you are. You're all about the better training for the dog.
It's all about the dog.
So you're going to take care of where they should go when you can't be the one to train them.
Absolutely.
Or take care of them. Donna Cox, you're amazing. Tell us where you're located and your contact information.
We're at 8169 Florentine Road in Prescott Valley. And I didn't pull up my phone number. I don't know it by heart. That's really bad.
Well, we have it at the chamber.
Yeah, so it's 8169 Florentine Road, and the phone number is 928-515-3350. And we are open 7 days a week.
And I would recommend also checking him out on Facebook.
Yeah, that's
because
where we do most of our
bunch of amazing photos, and
your
all of your training classes are
and
always
check
posted.
Out our reviews. We have, I think, like 155 star reviews on there, and
yes,
we were voted 2020 best dog trainers of Yavapai, so we're very proud and thankful for all of our clients and the
well
community.
Deserved. Well deserved. 2021, if dog training is on your plans, which it's on mine, Donna Cox, Prescott Valley Dog Squad.
We'd love to have you on the squad.
I want to be a part of your squad. Bailey and Gracie, too.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Thank you both. Thank you, Lexi.
Thank you,
Donna. Okay, short break when we come back. We're going to wind up 2020 in the last Talk of the Town Prescott Valley show today. KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Cat Strut, the entire Verde Valley.
That's Cat, Cottonwood Area Transit.
That's right, Bruce. Cat will take you wherever you want to ride in the Verde Valley, all day, every day.
Cat Struts through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood. The Verde Lynx is a quick and easy prance to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connection to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
Rudy, you've got Cat Class.
And I'm riding in Cat style to Clarkdale. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and ride in Cat style.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
When it comes to buying anything, we have an amazing amount of choices in America.
Findlay Buick GMC thanks you for making them your local choice for luxury cars and professional-grade trucks and sport utility vehicles. Whether you walk into the dealership to buy or lease a new or pre-owned vehicle or do your shopping online and arrange delivery, we appreciate your business and are proud to be part of the Quad Cities community. Your purchase helps to create jobs and pay into taxes for schools, police, and fire departments and local charities. Whether it's a luxury Buick or a professional-grade GMC truck, Findlay Buick GMC Prescott is Northern Arizona's resource for cars, trucks, and SUVs. And with GM employee pricing for all, we're guaranteed to meet or beat any dealer's price in the state on the same make, model, and year. Stop in or click on our chat at FindlayBuickGMC.com and let us know what we can do for you. Findlay Buick GMC in Prescott and at FindlayBuickGMC.com, your hometown dealer.
You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
Well, thank you for joining us again for this last show of 2020. And I want to thank you all for joining us every week on Tuesday for Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, whether it's the Superintendent Potus or it's Mayor Kel Palguda. We enjoy bringing Prescott Valley community to you. And Mason and I have a blast together, so we like our two times when we're here. Just have a very safe and happy New Year's Eve. Want to remind everybody that if you're out there having some holiday cheer to do the ride thing, this is going on through New Year's Day 2021, and get a ride home for free if you're out and about and having a lot of New Year's cheer, but find that maybe this is not the time for you to be driving. Don't start your year off wrong. Call, tell your server you'd like to do the right thing, and they will call Grab a Cab. So we thank them for being one of our sponsors. So for Mason and I and everybody here at KQ&A, 11:30 a.m., we thank you for joining us and being part of our Talk of the Town Prescott Valley family. Happy New Year, everyone.
Been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of a Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.